The future church is going upstairs. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Well, I'm going to warn you. If you have anything before 2 o'clock, you better postpone it, okay? This was fresh. I read it last Wednesday. 3 prosperous sons decide to give their elderly mother the best Mother's Day ever. The first one said, I built Mom a mansion. Wouldn't you like mothers to have that? The second said, I bought her a new Mercedes. I've got you both beat, said the third one. Since Mom has trouble reading the Bible because of her eyesight, I sent her a parrot that can recite the entire Bible. It took 20 monks, 12 years to teach him. Soon thereafter, Mom emailed each son. Bruce, she wrote, the first son, the house you built is so huge. I live in only one room, but I have to clean the whole house. Barry, she wrote, the second son, I'm too old to travel, so I never use the Mercedes. Dearest Mark, she wrote to her third son, you have the good sense to know what your mother likes. That chicken was delicious. Let's pray. Father, thank you for bringing us together on this beautiful, wonderful day, Mother's Day, that we celebrate, and how much we appreciate every mother that is close to you to bring us closer to you all together. So bless the word that I have to speak of, and bless us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I want to speak about the marks of a Christian mother. And I'm going to use 3 mothers, not 1, not 2, 3 mothers to illustrate this. But before that, I think you agree with me that the home is battling for its life today. People are searching for fulfillment outside the home because their homes are unstable. Lacking the foundation of principles that will guide the affair of a family. More than half of all marriages, according to the latest statistics, end in divorce. And as a result, the role of motherhood is being threatened. The burden of raising a family, that's very true today. It's very difficult in the face of society's demands. Sometimes mothers have to work to support their husband and to meet the expenses that we are going through today. These mothers also know that God has a plan for the home, just as he has a plan of salvation, of redemption, and a plan for every person's life. I want to take 2 women from the Old Testament today and 1 woman from the New Testament. And I'll be brief, so I know you might have meetings, lunches, appointments. Will be as brief as possible, and then will go home, each one for his own activity. The mark of a Christian mother, number one, is fervent prayers. Fervent prayers. A prominent American godly man once wrote that he did not know of a single institution working for the betterment of humankind that was not founded by a person who had a praying mother. This is a strong statement by this Christian man, and I support it. For there is certainly a relationship between the prayers of a mother and the spiritual life of her children. Am I clear on this? No greater calamity could fall on a nation than for godly motherhood to vanish. I'm worried about that. And hope we are all praying that godly motherhood will continue to be prevalent in every, hopefully, in every household in our nation. Hannah had no children. Every year she goes with her husband to Shiloh to worship in the temple. Hannah made a vow and said, Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant and will give me a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. That's quite a prayer. She prayed, and she prayed with persistence. Every time she knelt to pray, she was praying about this subject, and she wanted the Lord to give her a son. Even the priest at Shiloh, the temple, you know, noticed that, and he told her, Hannah, how long will you make yourself drunk? You will find that in 1 Samuel chapter 14, chapter 1, 14 and 15 verses. Hannah, how long will you be drunk? Hannah herself answered and said, no, my Lord, I am not a woman, I am not a drunk. I don't touch this thing at all. I am oppressed. I am so oppressed trying to ask the Lord to give me a son. I have drunk neither wine, I have drunk neither strong drink, but I have poured my soul before the Lord. That's a praying mother. She wanted something and she prayed about it persistently. She never quit. And I thank for every mother this morning, every mother who prays and who lifts up her children, her husband, and her ministry, if she has any, before the Lord. And you know what? I have news for you. The Lord will answer your prayers. The Lord answered her prayers. And a year later, he blessed her with a son. And she named him Samuel. You know the story. When he was weaned, what did she do? She said, well, Lord, this is my only son. I really forgive me, and I am going to keep him. I might not have any other. Did she do that? Let me remind you something. Including me, how many times when we are under pressure, when we had problems, when we are facing a problem at work or at home or anywhere else, we prayed, Lord, if you let me pass through this one, I will do this and this and that. How many times we promised? Did we fulfill every promise? We vowed, but we have most of the time missed. This woman, when she weaned her son, what did she do? You know the story. She just took him and to the temple and she left him there. She fulfilled her vow. And because she prayed and she said, the Lord will take care of me. You know the result. Fervent prayers, they never go away. Mothers, I encourage you today to take time every day to pray for your children, your husbands, or for anything. If you have a ministry, do that. But your most important ministry is to bring a new generation that loves God and lives according to God's will. Samuel, you know what happened. The Lord will never leave himself in debt to anyone. To anyone. He always fulfills his promises. Samuel grew up to be a great man of God. And Samuel became the prophet, the intercessor between the nation of Israel and God, and vice versa. That Samuel, God, his mother prayed for him and left him at the temple in the hands of the Lord. One remark on this, whatever happens, leave your children at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not education, it's not knowledge, it's not strictness, you have to be that strict, but only the Lord can save him and change his life or her life. So what happened? Her prayers were answered and more. And he said, Hannah, you gave me one, I'm going to give you five. How about this deal? She got pregnant and God gave her three boys and two girls. You'll find that in 1 Samuel 2:21. And Lord honors a praying mother. My word today for every mother. I know you pray, but pray for your children, for any subject you have. Pray. And pray. And keep praying. And God will hear your prayers. The second woman in the Old Testament, we said the first one, her fervent prayers. And may the Lord give you always that spirit. This is a good mark. The second mark is her sacrifice. The mother's prayer, mother's sacrifice. Motherhood. Just think of its blessings, its joys, its sorrows, challenges, and triumphs. Someone wrote, the wisdom of God is exhibited in motherhood. True. We're not, he said, a man said, we're not the byproduct of some impersonal biological process. We were not made on an assembly line. We are not made by combinations of chemicals. Our mothers nurtured us, you hear me, and formed us, and formed with us an intimate relationship before we were born. O motherhood, they're insulted motherhood, insulting motherhood nowadays. By not accepting the Lord's will about a mother, a man, and his wife. This is how children are born. I repeat, a man and his wife. She put her life in danger for us. She stayed night to raise us. When you have fever, father sleep. This is not against fathers, but okay, because they have to work and so on. But you know who stays all night. You know who stays all night. The greatest lessons we have ever learned, all of us, have come from loving, caring, sacrificing mothers who were always available to us. Jochebed, Moses' mother, Jochebed. The woman possessed many of the marks of goodness, greatness, that are needed by mothers today. Pharaoh commanded, as you well know, all his people, saying, every son who is born, you are to cast into the Nile. The nation of Israel is growing so big, I don't want any men anymore. But girls, you leave alive. It did not sit well with Jochebed, Moses' mother. She defied the command of the king and kept her son. How did she do that? Up to 3 months old, she kept him. And I tell you why. Because she had faith in God. She was a godly woman. And yet, sacrificing woman. She said, if they catch me, I know my life. My life now is at risk, but I want to save my son. Through the Holy Spirit, God kept Moses alive. Put him in a basket, threw him in the Nile. And you know, from immediately, the Lord's hand was working to keep Moses alive. Who caught him? Who saw him? The daughter of Pharaoh, the daughter of the king. And she took him, and she became like a mother to him, and kept his mother. She wanted someone to take care of him and to nurse him. His mother, she gave him to the Lord, not to the Nile. She gave him and got him back from the Lord. She had faith, one. Two, she sacrificed her life to save her son. Three, she showed courage that only God can give, a courageous woman. And finally, she would not accept defeat. She was a great mother, a great woman. And she did not give up to the pressures of the king or to the threat of the king, because she knew she was doing God's will. Mothers, if you're doing God's will, do not worry about what Satan puts before you or the attacks of the world or the attacks of anything from outside the realm of Christianity. Be careful, and I say, I thank God for every mother that we have in this church. You've been standing, you've been courageous, You've been prayerful and you've been sacrificing. May God bless you all. Well, I think I'm going to finish before 2. God did not forget this woman's faith. And you know what happened. Moses grew up in the palace, yet God used him and got him out. And he became what? The greatest leader in the world. The greatest leader in the world. And a godly leader. He was born to a Christian mother, a mother that sacrificed almost her life, everything, to see him alive. God honored it. God will honor your sacrifice. Maybe we don't know how long she lived, but hopefully, and one day I know in heaven that she saw him becoming a leader. And she would have died with a smile on her face. Became a leader. Became a man of God. And when it was time, because he was soaked, he spoke with God. All the time he was alive. And God formed a good companionship with him. All because his mother was courageous and a praying mother. And did not give up and give in to the attacks of even the king. God told him when he grew old, said, Moses, you've served enough. Come, I want to bury you myself. What a privilege. What a privilege to him and to the mother. Wow. God bless her soul. We said a praying mother. We said a sacrificing mother. And thirdly, a spiritual influence. An influence, a spiritual influence. Paul wrote to his son Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, he says, for I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois, now here it is, and your mother Eunice. And I'm sure I see it in you. Is that an influence of a mother? I see you like your mother. And I hope that will put joy in your heart. If someone says, she's going to be like you, or he's going to be like you. And they say, like mother like, daughter like, or like son. And may your influence, may your life's influence, your Christian influence, the way you act before them, the way you bring them, leave a stamp on them. And Paul saw it, and he went to his mother. I said, Eunice, I want to take him to serve with me. Isn't that a privilege? Is that an honor for Paul the apostle taking her son who's so young and saying, I want him to be my companion? And she said, he's yours. She gave unto the Lord. And then Paul writes again later in chapter 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. He writes, you, Timothy, he's writing, he became a pastor. He became a pastor. You, Timothy, knowing from whom you have learned and from whom, since your childhood, you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is Christ Jesus. Knowing from whom you have learned. What did he learn to be such a great Christian, a pastor, a man of God, a servant? Who did you learn from? Of knowing from whom? Your mother. And grandmother had a lot to do with that. But your mother, his mother, mothers, the children you're raising today, I pray they'll be the men and women of the gospel in the future. That's a big responsibility. And this man became a servant of God. Wouldn't you like them to hear this? Better than an engineer, better than doctors, though we need them all. But first and foremost, a man, a woman of God. The word of God is very clear to us this afternoon about mother's influence. Mother's prayers, mother's sacrifice, we appreciate that, and mother's influence. And someone said, a mother's love is the nearest thing on earth to God's love. No matter where you go in life, the influence of mother follows you. I end up with this little story. The Bible was born. When 17-year-old, good story, W. Mackay left his humble Scottish home to attend college. His mother gave him a Bible in which she wrote his name and a verse of scripture. College was only the beginning of the lifestyle, which saddened his godly mother. At one point, he sank so low that he took the Bible that she gave him and pawned it to buy whiskey and thinking, I enjoy life. His mother prayed with a broken heart. She continued praying until she died. Eventually, Mackay became a great doctor in a city hospital in Scotland. One day, a dying patient asked for his book. The patient told the nurse, I want my book. After the man died, Mackay was curious to know what book could be so precious that this man wanted the book. So he searched the hospital room, and he got the nurses to help him, and he was surprised to find the very Bible he had pawned years before. His mother's Bible. He went to his office, gazed again at the familiar writing, noticing many pages with underscore, which were underscored by his mother. She hoped that he would read them. He never read them. After many hours on his knees in the office, Dr. Mackay knelt in his office with tears, accepted the Lord Jesus as his Savior. A mother's influence. He did more than that. There was a time when he said, no, I want to serve the Lord. My mother's remembrance is haunting me. I want to do for her sake. That's the influence of a mother. I want to do something more. The physician later became a minister of God. The book he once treated so lightly became his most precious possession in life. The influence of a godly mother. Praying mothers, sacrificing mothers, you are and influential mothers. This generation needs you. The world needs you. Our society that is so messed up nowadays needs you. Everything is crying around. Nature needs godly mother that can influence the coming generation to take God as their savior. Big responsibility, also a big joy to see what you are raising up, becoming men and women, children of God. Timothy became a pastor. This doctor became a minister of God. And the son of Jochebed became the greatest leader in the world. Why? Because they all had godly mothers. Let's pray. We thank you, Father, for the mothers we have in this church. We thank you for their dedication, their love, the way they are bringing up their children, the way they live. I am so impressed by that, and I'm sure all people around them are impressed by their love and kindness and sacrifice. Bless each and every mother, and help us, Lord, not to stop there, but as we heard, continue until we see that these children of ours become men of God, men and women of God. Bless this day in their life. Bless us for the rest of the day, and whatever these families are doing, may it be a blessing. And may the mothers, our mothers, be honored today and given the right love and respect and dignity they demand or they deserve. Bless us and dismiss us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.